You're listening to the Advent edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Holy season of Advent. My brothers, my sisters, isn't it great? Happy New Year to you once again. Love this season. This week we're taking a look at the second Sunday of Advent. So let's get to it. Our first reading from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 72, verses 1 and 2, verses 7 and 8, verses 12 and 13. And we'll throw in verse 17 for good measure. Our second reading from Romans 15, verses 4 through 9. And our gospel, once again, from St. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Just a few days ago, my family and I went to the movies. So I threw down about 50 bucks because that's about what it costs. And that's why we don't go to the movies very often. But I got to tell you, one of my favorite parts of the movie are the previews. I'm one of the people that loves getting there early so I can see the previews. My wife and I could not be more different in this way because I love to watch the way they're edited. I love to see if someone does a good job or a bad job in putting it together in the trailer. I love when you can look at a movie and sometimes, you know, you can watch a preview and you see the whole movie. You pretty much know what's going to happen after about 90 seconds in the whole movie. You don't even have to go. Saves you 50 bucks. But sometimes you see that preview and you just, the minute it ends, you know, and the credits kind of come up, you go, wow, I cannot wait to see that. I've got to see that. It gets your heart pumping, it gets your blood pumping. Just it initiates a response in you. It initiates a desire in you because it tantalizes you. It kind of teases you. It opens your eyes. It gets you going. But at the same time, it leaves you wanting more. It leaves you expecting more. And my brothers, my sisters, that really is what Advent should do. Is that it should leave us wanting more, that with every day we should have a growing urgency, a growing hunger, a growing desire as we draw closer to Christmas, as we prepare ourselves, as we prepare the mangers of our hearts for the Lord. And see, this is something it's often lost on us when we read the Old Testament, is that we don't understand how badly they were waiting for the Messiah, how deep their hunger was for this Messiah of God that God had promised them. In this first reading from Isaiah, you're going to hear the prophecy. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel and strength. And we hear the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is where they come from. The gifts of the Holy Spirit come from this passage. But it might be lost on you when you hear, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse. As many of you may know, Jesse is David, King David's father. And he's saying, out of this stump, think about your family tree, okay? And think of Jesse as this stump. And out of the stump is going to come a shoot or a branch. And that's going to be David. And we know that Jesus, through Joseph, is going to come from the line of David. But what's really interesting is that the word for branch, okay, it says shoot in this translation, but it's branch. The word for branch in Hebrew is Nazar, as in Jesus of Nazareth. And as we're given this prophecy of where this Lord is going to come from, we're told what's going to happen. The spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the gifts of the Spirit are going to be upon him. And not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay, but he shall judge the poor with justice. And again, we're told these people at the time, that the Jewish people at the time, are longing for someone to come and set them free from all the oppression that they've suffered for all these years. And they're waiting and they're longing. And God is saying, he's coming. He's coming. And you'll know when he's coming. And like a movie preview, it was getting their hearts going. They could long for it and they could hope for it because they could trust in the Lord. And they were just wishing that it was going to happen at that time, at that day. And in this second reading, we're reminded again in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, look, through the scriptures should provide us with hope and provide us an ability and a desire to endure. They should give us endurance. You and I should be able to look at the scriptures, my brothers and my sisters, and read them and remember that God always fulfills his promises. Sometimes it might take a little bit longer than we'd like, or it might take a little bit longer than we might think, you know, at first, but God will fulfill his promises. We just have to be patient. And when he does, it's going to be better than anything we could have hoped for. And in this gospel, we're given, again, this setting of John the Baptist, and he appears, and as he appears, he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And again, that's why we have purple in the Advent wreath. That's why we have purple as an Advent color, because it's a sign of repentance and penitence, that we aren't just supposed to be just putting out the decorations during Advent and that sort of a thing, but really repenting, changing those things about us that need to change so that we can be more pure, that we can be more ready to receive the Lord when he comes. And as he points forward, John the Baptist, as the greatest movie trailer preview, you know, voiceover guy of all time, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You can hear him doing his movie voice. But even more importantly, what he's saying is he's now this link between the Old Testament and all the old prophecies and all the old promises and this New Testament, this new covenant, this Messiah, this Jesus. And as he points forward, we're reminded that now is the time. Now is the time. No more waiting. It's not another summer blockbuster. He is here. He's crashing into your existence, and he comes with power and with glory and with justice to proclaim God's kingship. And he comes to fulfill what God promised with the incredible love and mercy that only God can give. This is a reason for hope. This is a reason for excitement. My brothers and my sisters, this is a reason to rejoice, which we'll do next week on the third week of Advent. But right now, in this time, be thankful to God, not only because he promises you, but he fulfills those promises. May he bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at LifeTeen.com.